So Jeff, please.
Well, most of you were here the first time that I was baptized. About 9 years ago. By the grace of God, I'm standing up here tonight. My life, especially my spiritual life, has been in like an out of control roller coaster most times. There's been times of light in a tunnel, and sometimes there's been very dark times in the tunnel on a track, and ups and downs, and I thought about that analogy as we were on vacation, and Ella and I were riding a roller coaster, and I just remember, like, you know, this is kind of how, like, my life has been, my spiritual life especially. And I know there's people in my life that are confused, and I've hurt, and I've deceived to thinking that I was something that I wasn't. When I was baptized about 9 years ago, I was not up there lying or thinking I was fooling anybody. I did truly believe it in that moment that God had changed my heart. But it didn't take long for me to realize that what the Word of God said, and how I lived my life outwardly, and a lot of things that I kept internally that no one knew about. There was no denying that God had not saved me. I grew up going to church. My parents faithfully took me to church from a young age. I grew up thinking I was saved. I lived when I was a child or a teenager. I didn't do the bad things that other kids do, I guess. But I mean, there was many things that I was disobedient to my parents, and especially my mother. And, so getting back to today, this has been a really long, long process. There's been a lot of tears. There's been a lot of yelling. There's been a lot of upset. But God has been, I just look back on my life and how gracious and how kind God has been to me in my life. The different trials He's put me through. One failed marriage, almost another failed marriage. He's just been so, so kind to me to keep me. I remember there's the verse that is just stuck to me ever since I heard it. And that was, I really believe, is the first time that when I started coming to this church, Matthew 7:21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. I'm so thankful for that verse. One of my hidden sins, or one of my great sins, I'll call it, is the sin of sexual immorality. It's a sin that's been with me, was with me for a long, long, long time. It was the sin that I believe that I've held on to, that I refused to give up, that I really refused to repent of. It was a sin that brought me great joys at time. If my marriage wasn't good, going the way I thought it should go, or I would turn to pornography. If work was hard or stresses of life, sexual sin has just entangled me for years and years and years. And I thought a lot about that, and just how much destruction that has brought into my life. And I really do truly believe that that is the one area of my life that did weigh me down constantly. And it just brought destruction to my life. We were over at Josh and Natalie's the other night, and I don't remember exactly what the question Josh asked me. What's different, or something of that nature. And I just told him that this weight, and I know this sounds kind of hokey, but it is so one of the true ways I know God has truly saved me is because He has rid in me of this sexual sin. I mean, over the years, I've put it aside, and for times, but I've never hated it. I never hated it because I never wanted to hate it, because I always wanted it there for me when I needed it. And it feels like literally there, sexual sin was like a big, just big boulder I carried around with me everywhere I went. A really, really heavy boulder that just weighed me down constantly. And it's gone. It is, by the grace of God, gone. It's been so... I've never slept well at night. Times never slept with my wife in our bed. And since we've been home from our vacation, I've had probably the most peaceful sleep that I've ever had. So I praise God for that. I'm so thankful that that is not weighing me down anymore. That it's exposed and in the light, not in darkness. I have many other sins in my life, but that I just wanted to make sure that I expressed that, because that is what Satan has used. I just remember sitting in countless meetings with pastor and the elders and trying to deflect it to other things over the years. And some of those things are accurate that we've discussed, but I'm so thankful that is no longer. I would just ask that you would just continue to pray for me, and that I would use God's word and the men in my life to be held accountable for that. And I hope I can be an encouragement to other men and that may be struggling, or so as you know, I talked about this a few weeks ago. We went to G3, a group of us, and it was something I didn't want to go to. We all know that. God had different plans, and we went, and God's word was preached, and I on the last day, I just Steve Lawson gave a gospel call, and it's something I've heard lots of times. But without a doubt, I know that God used that day to change this wretched heart. Something else I was thinking about that I think it was my wife. We were she asked Pastor a question. I think on the way down to G3, where they were discussing about like the weight of sin Jesus bore on the cross. And I know that was talked about too at G3. I don't remember exactly what preacher preached some about that, but my understanding of, you know, it's I've always said or heard, or, you know, we know that Jesus bore the sin of man, but when you turn that, you know, when you make that personal and know that your sin, nasty sin that Jesus bore on that cross, it's just very humbling to me. I'm so thankful for many of you out there that have prayed for me over the years. And like, I think of Brenda and Donnie, Pastor Nick, Sandy. Your faithfulness and your prayers. Others of you that have encouraged me or rebuked me or held me accountable for my ways and my actions. I just want you to know I'm very thankful for that. Pastor Nick and Pastor Tyler and Pastor Mike, for the countless hours you've invested in my life, my family's life. You've stood on truth with me. You've never wavered. Your faithfulness in that, I'll always be grateful and indebted to. To my wife. For standing by my side. Loving me. Praying for me.
Yeah. Jeff, you've got high blood pressure, right? Sometimes. If it gets you and you don't see you tomorrow, where will you be?
Be in heaven.
And why?
So I put my faith and my hope and my trust in Jesus Christ.
Romans chapter 5, starting in verse 15. But the free gift is not like the trespass. For if many died through one man's trespass, much more have the grace of God and the free gift by the grace of that one man, Jesus Christ, abounded for many. And the free gift is not like the result of that one man's sin. For the judgment following one trespass brought condemnation, but the free gift following many trespasses brought justification. For if because of one man's trespass death reigned through that one man, much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness reign in the life through the one man, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as one trespass led to condemnation for all men, so one act of righteousness leads to justification and life for all men. For as by the one man's disobedience the many were made sinners, so by the one man's obedience that many will be made righteous. Now the law came in to increase the trespass, but where sin increased, grace abounded all the more. So that as sin reigned in death, grace also might reign through righteousness leading to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin live in it? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. We're going to baptize Jeff. Jeff, this symbolizes that you have been buried with Christ and raised, and that you can and will walk in the newness of life. You will walk different than you walked. And when you don't, your righteousness is not your own. It's Christ's righteousness that you've received by faith. So let's baptize you.